Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you what, here's what's going on. And I'll tell you, this guy, John Boehner, former speaker. And when John Boehner was speaker, even though he was a Republican, he was a crafty sort. He was a crafty sort. He knew that he had a Tea Party caucus in the Republican Party. And there were a lot of things that he couldn't get passed. Some of them are pretty basic. The Tea Party caucus would block any aid, disaster aid, to a northern state. So when Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey and devastated it, the Tea Party caucus wanted to block disaster aid to New Jersey. Well, we believe in disaster aid to any state, irrespective of politics, if they have a disaster. If Texas has a disaster, they get disaster aid. They should. They're Americans. They're our people. I serve with guys from Texas in the Navy. Good guys. Louisiana does great, but also if New York or New Jersey do. Well, the Tea Party didn't like that. And so what John Boehner did was he inaugurated the Boehner strategy. He would get as many Republican votes as he could. And that wasn't enough to pass it because the Tea Party caucus would block him. Then he'd go to Nancy Pelosi and he'd say, I need 32 Democrats. And she would pick 32 Democrats from districts that, first of all, New York and New Jersey, obviously, but Northern Democrats, and they would pass legislation that had to be passed. The Tea Party caught on to him and they tried to squeeze him out. Ultimately, Paul Ryan took his place and then and Dennis Hastert was in there. He came to a very bad end. But the reason I'm saying all this is that John Boehner has now written a book, and he is expressing himself very, very candidly. You know, and we've said this before, talking about Ted Cruz is a nut job and Michelle Bachmann a whack job, and it's a strange caucus and all that. But what he said, what just came out, is he said the Republican Party itself has been taken over by whack jobs. By that he means the QAnon right. He means Marjorie Taylor Greene. He means Lauren Boebert. He means Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Gomer, Gossert, Gomer from Texas, Gossert from Arizona, Nunez from California in the Senate, Josh Hawley, and Cruz from Texas. And he's saying they're taken over by whack jobs. Now, to have a former speaker, you know, I've said that a lot, but to have a former speaker, John Boehner, say it. He's a lifelong Republican, conservative from Ohio. But I'll tell you what, he inaugurated bipartisan government on key issues when he was speaker, got squeezed out by the Tea Party caucus, which was a very polite way of expressing what's going on now. And he has suddenly, he's been woke to this for a while, but he has suddenly come out and just flat out said, the Republican Party itself has been taken over by whack jobs. You know, not just, you know, Cruz is this and this one is this and that one is that. The Republican Party itself has been taken over by whack jobs. You're seeing it in Wisconsin. You're seeing it with Robin Voss and the kinds of things they do. And you're seeing it even down to judicial races. In the race on Tuesday in Waukesha County, a right-wing Republican knocked off an incumbent Court of Appeals Judge Jeff Davis, who is a conservative, but not a far-right conservative. And the far-right conservative had her campaign managed by the son of Scott Walker, was endorsed by the more extreme people in the Republican Party. And they're moving into the judiciary. And they already have about certainly three seats on the judiciary in the Supreme Court. Remember, when it came time for the Republicans to challenge the certification of the vote in Wisconsin, that Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes. And that was audited, that was recounted. The Republicans had a chance to ask for a recount, and they asked for a recount in Milwaukee and Dane County. And originally in Greene County and Menominee, and then they realized, you know, they're not going anywhere, but Milwaukee and Dane County. Why? Because that's where a lot of the Democratic votes are. And they recounted them scrupulously, and it came out perfect. In fact, Biden picked up about 140 votes in the recount, And they still wanted to say that the certification was invalid, and it went to the Supreme Court. It was 4-3. 4-3, the Wisconsin Supreme Court did the right thing. The only reason was Brian Hagedorn, God bless him, conservative. You know, he and I would disagree on a lot of things, but I got to say, the guy's read the Constitution on this issue, on voting issues, straight down the line, no funny stuff. No funny stuff with Brian Hagedorn. What he did was said, well, you know, he didn't say it, but I'm sure he voted for Trump. Okay, fine. But his man didn't win. Constitution says the guy that gets the most votes wins. So what we're going to do is we're going to certify this. And because of that, we didn't have a constitutional crisis in Wisconsin. But three judges would have gone the other way. They did go the other way. And there are a couple of Court of Appeals judges. There was another right-wing guy up in the Wausau area on a different Court of Appeals who got elected. So what you have is the John Boehners are really getting squeezed out. Moscow Mitch did more to build up Trump, try to torpedo the impeachments and the convictions, certainly the Ukraine one, and even the second one. He voted to acquit Trump, and then he gave a mealy-mouthed speech saying that Trump's a criminal and the prosecutor should look at him. I mean, you know, even in Kentucky, for the love of Pete, guys have to be sitting there thinking, what the heck is this? I know guys from Kentucky. I sure know guys from Kentucky. They're smart as hell. They're not going to put up with that. Not going to put up with that. So Moscow Mitch is now being squeezed from the right. I mean, it really is a choice thing to see. The Republican Party is splitting right down the middle between the business wing, and the QAnon wing, the violent wing. Business knows you can't have capitalism with violence, and you can't have democracy with violence, and you can't have democracy without enlightened capitalism with a safety net and no violence. And that's where the split is. And unfortunately, 60% of the Republican Party in polls want Donald Trump to be their nominee in 2024. The business wing controls some of the money, not all of it. They do not control the votes, no longer control the votes. And they frequently are no longer controlling the money. They're no longer controlling the money. You have major, major mega donors. You have Mr. Elein from Illinois. You have Diane Hendricks from Beloit and others who have massive amounts of money, and they can dump 10 million, 50 million. Elein put in 70 million to Republican causes. That's a lot of money, and the corporations aren't putting that kind of money in. What's happening is there are grassroots people on the right wing, the QAnon wing of the Republican Party, that are putting in this kind of money. And John Boehner has revealed this, not in the detail that I just said, but saying that the Republican Party itself has been taken over by whack jobs. Taken over by whack jobs. So stay tuned. Moscow Mitch, in my view, isn't long for this world as a majority leader of the Senate. Development. These are sending more jets, mainland China. Mainland China calls itself the People's Republic of China. Taiwan calls itself the Republic of China. They're both China. Taiwan's our ally. They are sending continuously jets through their airspace, doing feints up against their coast and then pulling out. Slowly, 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 they seem to be building up for war. We can't have war. Can't have war in the nuclear age. Can't have them invading Taiwan. It's time, quite frankly, for more muscular diplomacy with China, certainly than Trump ever did. And even Biden, we're going to talk about this some more, but Taiwan is our ally. And the Chinese are also doing this to the Philippines. That cannot be permitted to happen. American ascendancy, if you will, in the Western Pacific has to keep the South China Sea open. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.